at night. Trey Schultz, following his debut feature, Krisha, creates a horror film that's the equivalent of last year's Witches. He's got it, Joel Edgerton in it, and Riley Coe. Really a dark, really disturbing film. If you saw Witches last year and you walked away from it, probably tortured in the memory portions of your brain by the images you've just seen, then you know what you're getting into with It Comes at Night. It straddles that excruciating a line between what's going to happen and is something going to happen. There's expert use of shadow and sound. The sound, of course, is so integral to pulling off the horror film. As Alfred Hitchcock understood, it's really what's torturing about horror films is not what you see, it's what you don't see. And what It Comes at Night is really a film about what you don't see. In fact, you don't even know what the film is about. All you know is that you see a post-apocalyptic situation. Of course, these films have been increasing in popularity since the HIV virus was discovered in the 1980s. This sense that there is some type of infection that could cause the destruction of the human race, whether it was the Ebola, the West Nile virus, every few years has been a cycle of a different kind of bird flu, swine virus, H1N1 virus, all these different things that have contributed to the sense that we are always at risk of some type of a black plague situation. This, combined with distrust for the government and the current political climate, has created this sort of survivalism. And you've seen that creep into shows such as The Walking Dead, where they don't even attempt to explain what caused the virus that kind of turned everybody into zombies. So that you just take the premise that there's something that's happened, and either this family is insane or there's a real thing. But really, what It Comes at Night does really well is it shows how quickly paranoia. Spoiler alert. This is a movie about a paranoid family that has every right to be paranoid, and full stop. So that's really the movie. It's a movie about being paranoid, and it's a movie about why it might sometimes be okay to be paranoid. So, quick plot summary. There's a guy and his wife and his son, and what's really joyful about this is it's a Caucasian and African-American appearing family, and that's really not even an issue or mentioned in the film. So that's nice that we're at a point now where that is no big deal, that there's a mixed-race family, and it's not even a side note, so that's cool. So now back to the plot. So there's this family that's living there, and somebody knocks on the door, and so you get this pounding noise, and you don't know what it is. The dad immediately knocks the guy out with the butt of a shotgun after putting on a gas mask and gloves to see who it is. You don't know who's crazy, you don't know what's going on. The dad, Joel Edgerton, duct tapes the guy to the woods, duct tapes him to a tree with a bag over his head for 2 days, and he kind of waits to see what's happening. We later learn that he's checking to see if the guy's infected. Does the same thing. It turns out the guy has a wife and a young kid. Really, every moment of the film is excruciating to watch because it feels like something awful is going to happen, and you don't know if it's going to come from the main character or one of the people that he's interrogating. It's never clear who's crazy. It's never clear what's going to happen. It makes you wait painfully on every moment. There was an audible gasp and groan and frustration in the audience in the screening that I saw. It's not going to be a satisfying film. It's not a satisfying topic. Human nature, ultimately, in the view of this film, is unsatisfying, and it takes less of a Rousseau view of the world and more of a Milton view.